But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. This is the Living Waters Broadcast.
Years ago, when my wife and I lived in Spain, we lived near the beach. One summer afternoon, I went down to the beach to get some exercise. I noticed a castle made out of sand that some young people had made. It was very elaborate and very detailed. I was amazed at what they had done. Obviously, it had taken them hours to make it. It was quite amazing what happened within a few hours. The tide came in, and in a few hours, it was gone, totally gone. It was built on the sand. Years ago, my sister lived near the ocean. In 1987, a hurricane came, and many of the houses were destroyed. I remember seeing one house in the middle of the street after the storm. It had been completely moved from one place to another. It was literally sitting in the middle of the street and was now worthless. The owners had lost it all. The house my sister lived in was built over 125 years before and built on a rock, and it passed through the storm with no problems. It stood the test of the storm. Jesus talked about a man who built on the sand and one who built on the rock in Matthew 7. A storm came and one house was totally destroyed and the other was fine. In Matthew 7, 27, we read, "And the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon that house and it fell, and great was the fall of it." My friend, what are you building your life upon? What will happen when the ultimate test comes, death? When you are on your deathbed, what will be your reaction? How will you face death? Hebrews 9:27 says, "And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment." Death and then the judgment are coming, and we will face them both. What if it were today, my friend? Would your life be like the castle on the sand and the tide came up and it was all lost? Will at the end your life be a terrible loss? Where is your trust today? What are you building your life upon? Will death be a dead-end street for you, or will it be what the Apostle Paul said in Philippians 1:21 when he said, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Will it be gain for you or lost? I heard the story of a man in a country on the Mediterranean coast. This man found out that he was dying. He had cancer, and the doctor told him there was no cure and gave him an estimate of the time he thought that he had left. The man was worried about his eternal destiny, and he couldn't give any answers to his questions. Someone told him about a missionary that didn't live too far away, and he went to see him. The man couldn't read and told the missionary that. The missionary told him that he had a wordless book, a book with no words. Each page of the book had different colors. The missionary showed the man the book, and the first page was of gold. Gold represented heaven and the holiness of God, and that there was no sin there. The second page was black, representing sin. The man acknowledged that he had sinned and he was sinful. The third page was red, representing the blood of Jesus that was shed for our sin. The missionary shared with him the biblical truth of the blood of Jesus cleansing from all sin, and how Jesus had paid for his sins on the cross, of how our good works do not save us, but the death of Jesus on the cross does. The next page was white, representing the forgiveness of sin. The missionary explained how if we confess our sins in repentance and faith, that God forgives us and cleanses us. The last page was green, representing a change in our lives, and our lives bringing fruit for the glory of God. The man went back home with the book, a copy of the wordless book that the missionary gave him. He explained it to his wife. That night he went to bed, and he put the book under his pillow. The next day he told his wife what he had done. And she told him that he was foolish for doing that he needed to write down all his good deeds on a paper and put that paper under his pillow and tell God of all the good he had done and how good he was. He said that he would be a fool to do that because he would be lying to God because he was a sinner and he had done many sinful things, but that he could trust the blood of Jesus who had died for him. He knew the truth of the verse from Jeremiah 17:5, that cursed is the man who trusts in man, whether in himself or some other person. The man with the wordless book had learned that he would be a fool to trust in himself. My friend, what about you? Is your trust in your own good works? Are you being deceived by thinking that you are a good person when you are a sinner? Are you on a rock or on the sand? Jesus is the rock. He who trusts in him will never be ashamed. The man with the wordless book died in peace. He was on the rock, the Lord Jesus Christ. He could now face death and say with the Apostle Paul, in 1 Corinthians 15:55, O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? One day a man was driving with his children to the funeral of their mother. She had died. He wanted to be able to explain to them about death. As they were driving along, a bee came in the window of the car, and one of the small children was terrified. The father then caught the bee in his hand, and in a few seconds, he later released the bee. The child cried again. The father then explained that the stinger had been taken out of the bee, and the bee might sting again, might bite again, but that he could not sting, that he could not harm, because the stinger had been taken out. That's what the Apostle Paul was saying when he said that the sting of death was now gone for the true Christian. Yes, the bee would bite again, but it could not harm because the stinger was gone. Can you say that for yourself, my friend? What will death be for you? The man with the wordless book told his wife that he would be a fool to write down his good works and put them under his pillow and sleep on that and trust in that. He knew he was a sinner. He knew that he had offended God and that he was guilty, very guilty. He probably hadn't killed anyone or robbed a bank, but he was conscious of his guilt. Who of us has always loved his neighbor as himself? Who of us has always loved God with all his heart, soul, and mind? None of us have. We have fallen short, as Romans 3:23 says. When the man saw the red page on the book, it was truly good news for him. The blood of Jesus cleanses from all sin. He could then see his life as the white page, forgiven and cleansed. His life was on the rock. The storm of death could not move his trust. Jesus was the rock of ages, and he who trusts in him shall never be ashamed. My friend, isn't it time that you turned from your rebellion and your self-trust and surrendered to the Lord Jesus Christ in faith? Isn't it time that you confessed your sins to him and asked him for forgiveness and to make your life clean like the white page in the book, cleansed and forgiven? Come to him today, my friend. renounce your rebellion and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior today. The storm is coming. Death awaits us. And he who is on the rock will be eternally safe. We don't know when death will come. It could come tomorrow. It could come in 50 years. We have no idea, and we do not have control over when death will come. The man who had the cancer in the country on the Mediterranean coast was concerned and worried about his condition. He knew he was going out into eternity. He was conscious of his sin, but he had no peace. He had no hope. He had no security. And when he visited the missionary who had the wordless book, when he saw the first page of gold and purity and the holiness and righteousness of God, he knew that he could not enter in because, as the second page shows, the black, he could fully identify with his sinfulness, his having fallen short. But then he came to the red page. Then he heard the good news that he didn't have to try to save himself because of his own good works, because he couldn't. He understood the message of the love of God, God sending his son to a cross to assume and to take upon himself our penalty and our sin, to die in our place, to satisfy the demands of the holy righteousness of God. That to him was truly good news. Jesus had loved him. Jesus had paid for him. Then he heard about the white page of being forgiven and having a life that is ready to enter into the presence of God. He then confessed his sins. He turned from his own way. He renounced his rebellion. And he surrendered to the Lord Jesus Christ as his Lord and as his Savior. He knew then that his life was like the white page, not of anything good in him, not of anything that he had done, but because Jesus had paid for him on Calvary's tree. He had turned from his own way, and he had come to God through the Lord Jesus Christ. He realized that he had been a rebellious person. He confessed his rebellion, and he received the Lord Jesus Christ that day as his Lord and Savior by faith. He surrendered his life unto him. My friend, today, where are you? Are you upon the rock or are you on the sand? Where are you today? How will you face death? Today, God extends his hands to you. The message I've been preaching is his word. It's his invitation to come just as you are, to come with your sin, because you cannot deny your sin, to come and ask him for forgiveness, to come and repent and surrender your life to him. Come.
This has been the Living Waters broadcast. If you'd like to reach us, send us an email at spiv6327@bellsouth.net. That's spiv6327@bellsouth.net.